Maxwell's on the phone. Congratulations, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, Maxwell.
I have to congratulate all of you for everything that you've done for me, more than be congratulated by you for everything that is happening, because it wouldn't be happening if you guys weren't still sticking around me and being patient. So I love and appreciate everything.
Oh, we got to play the hits, Maxwell. So
yeah, man,
I mean, that's what we do,
hey, Maxwell. Man.
And you put the hits out there. So
hey, brother, man, we thank God for the talent that you have in the concerts, because I've been to a couple of your concerts.
Yes.
And the quality of females, you laid out a whole row. My row was stretched out in the spirit when you started singing.
Well, we ship them out. You know what I mean? We box them up and ship them out. And we send them on. So I know it looks like it's real, but it's not real. It's
Maxwell, this is Sherry Shepherd. How are you?
Go ahead, love.
This is Sherry Shepherd, and I have a wonderful picture because I hosted an event and I put your head between my boobs. That was the best memory ever. I was so in love with you. So thank you.
And I have to say, my neck remembers it too.
Your neck remembers that too.
Thank you, Maxwell.
And it has a distinct impression now that it's never had before.
Right.
That impression.
I love you so much.
But you're right. You're right, Bill Bellamy.
Because you're catching me right off screen, so it's going to get interesting. I just want you to know anything can happen.
No, man, we appreciate you getting up this early, man. Time make everybody get up this early. Maxwell,
no,
I got
Tom
one for you.
He's worth it, and he's worth to get up. Because
hey, I want to take you back to the Love Jones soundtrack. My favorite joint off the Love Jones soundtrack was your single. It was the Mellow Smooth mix. It was bananas. And I still have it on my play. Do you remember that one?
It's so funny. It's funny because I just did an interview with Mary, and she was telling me how she was out like in the Bahamas for the first time with the girls. You know, I love Mary J. Blige, you know, because she's from Yonkers, she's New York, she's like the best story. She's still the same, you know what I mean? They never changed, you know, the houses are bigger and everything or whatever, but Mary's just like the most grounded person. So she told me the same story, and it's funny because back in that time, I was, you know, I would release the records and then I would just make 3-4 versions of the same record.
Mm. Right.
We had like a Monster version remix, and you know, it was the remix days in the 90s, so people went in for that.
The
so
new album.
I'm happy that it's. Okay.
The new album comes out July 1st.
Yeah.
Black Summer's Night, part 2.
Yeah. Part 2, yo.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know? It's crazy. I finally got around to it. It's just, you know, it's only 7 months. No, wait. 7 seconds. No. 7 years. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I said I was.
We was going to come to the house and get you, Maxwell, because we was waiting. We was like, you better hurry up. But now, I got a question for you, Maxwell. Do you have a beehive?
Beyonce has her beehive. Does Maxwell have something like that?
Like, do you have your version of the Maxwells and they just swarm all over people if they say something bad about you, or they just love you so much? Do you have any kind of like cult like following thing?
Like Beyonce's beehive?
Like Beyonce's beehive?
No, I don't know if I do. I don't really look at it like. I don't really look at my people, because I'm 42. It's been such a long time, and I think most of these people are so grown. I don't think they can really fall into all that. But
right.
I do feel like I do have a lot of patience from the people who listen to me, because I do take too long. And I know that it's like, I have to sort of extend great apologies to all of you and the people who listen, that, you know, I don't do it on purpose. I'm not trying to like pay what people say. I just want it to be so dope that you're like, wow, and at the same time, I don't want to kind of fall into the trends of the current day. And sometimes, cause I love a lot of the current music that's out there, like trap music, and, you know, all that stuff, I love it. But I always have to remember where I came from and what my sound is. And I have to sort of try to fit it within the context of the modern day world and still not sacrifice what I am.
Well, yeah, your concerts, like your concerts tour dates start June 18th.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know that, but you know, I'm just gonna go.
All right, Maxwell.
It's funny because it's so nuts, but it's just, I'm so grateful. I mean, I'm just a success of Lake by the Ocean. I'm mourning as well, you know, the passage of Prince. Heaven's Batman was everything that made me make music.
Yeah.
You know, so much of what I do on stage and even
it's Prince inspired. Yeah, you can see that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like it's a bittersweet entrance into this this realm of music again because you know, I'd seen him much prior and you know, he was like, you know, doing this event for the release of a book and then, you know, he just never thought that it would be the last time.
I know. Well, Maxwell, thanks for the new single. We wait till July 1st for a part two of Black Summer's Night. And your tour dates start June 18th. My man, Maxwell.